Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
I want to continue this Wednesday night on what we started last Wednesday night on how to resist the devil. How to resist the devil. What's this all about, Pastor? Halloween? Not really. It's all about spiritual warfare. And I believe that through COVID, I believe that you and I are at a new level of spiritual warfare. I believe the enemy has increased his intensity. Where do you get that, Pastor? It says in the Bible. It says in the last days, the devil will rise up and be ferocious, that he will increase in his attack and attacking. So as your pastor who loves you, I want to equip you. I want to prepare you. I want to get you ready. I want to assist you in whatever you're going through and help you get through it victoriously. So we're going to review just a little bit. I'm going to go to the board. We're going to review just a little bit, and then we're going to finish and complete tonight on how to resist the devil. I love Pastor Kim's exhortation and her prayer about the Sisters of Persistence and Resistance. And you know, that's what spiritual warfare is all about. Really, Pastor? You've got on a jacket that has, you know, it's camouflage. Are you into putting on that and going to a mountain and binding and loosing? And are you getting in an airplane and flying over a nation and doing spiritual warfare? No. Spiritual warfare, what it really is, it's resisting and persisting. Spiritual warfare is resisting and persisting. That's what it is. It's standing fast. It's withstanding. It's standing. It's resisting. It's after you know all you've done to do all you know. It's standing. It's withstanding. It's resisting the devil. That's what spiritual warfare is. It's not spooky. It's not Casper the Ghost. It's not the demons that Hollywood tries to portray in their horror films. It's resisting and persisting as spiritual warfare. So let's look at it. I'm going to go to the board, how to resist the devil. And here's our first verse that we looked at last week. The thief comes only in order to steal three things, kill and destroy. So anything in your life right now that's stealing, killing, and destroying is not God. Now that's huge because a lot of people don't know what to resist and they don't know what to receive. A lot of people, they think, you know, that maybe sickness is from God to teach us something, so they receive it. You know, one thought like that can keep us in bondage all of our life if we think it's God's will for us to be sick. That one thought can hold us in bondage. You know, I'm thinking of a story in the Bible, Naaman. You remember Naaman the leper in the Old Testament? How he had leprosy. He was a leader, but he had leprosy. And he heard about the man of God, the prophet. So he went to be healed of him. And the prophet didn't even come out of the house, sent his assistant, his associate, and said, go dip 7 times in the river. Well, Naaman the leper, he got mad and upset. And the King James Version of the Bible, it says, I thought that the man of God would come out and pray for me. Notice one wrong thought was holding Naaman back from his healing. One wrong thought. And then his assistant says, why don't you just try it? Why don't you give him a break? And why don't you just, I'm paraphrasing, and why don't you just try it? So he did. Guess what? He got healed. One wrong thought. A lot of people don't know what to resist or receive. They don't know what God's will is. And you and I know that we find God's will on CNN. No. On Fox. No. On ABC, NBC, CBS. No. We find God's will in social media. No. And again, I say no. We find God's will in the Word of God. The Word of God is the will of God. The Bible is God's will. So here's the Bible. The thief, devil, comes in order to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I've come that you might have it, enjoy it in abundance to the full till it overflows. That's God's will. All right, now, what is spiritual warfare? How do we resist the devil? What's happening here? Attacks The devil attacks your mind with wrong thoughts and wrong feelings. That's spiritual warfare. That's what the devil's tactics are, thoughts and feelings. Thoughts and feelings. Look what the Bible says in Ephesians 6 and verse 10. In conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through your relationship with God. Draw your strength from God, that strength which His boundless might provides. Put on the whole armor of God. Side note, there are seven pieces in the armor of God. Seven pieces. And these seven pieces, seven stands for complete. Aren't you glad that God made you complete? God has equipped you for whatever battle you're in today. Put on the whole armor of God like a soldier, that you might be able to successfully stand up against that spiritual warfare that's resisting the devil, stand up against all the strategies and the deceits of the devil. Now, the word strategy there actually means thoughts and feelings. So that's how the devil tries to invade our life, destroy our life, interrupt our life, kill our destiny and our future, is through feeding us fiery darts, wrong thoughts, and wrong feelings. You know, years ago, when I would teach on the armor of God, I would bring, you know, some kind of illustrated sermon. One time, I brought a blow-up, and it was on the other campus, and I talked about the fiery darts that the devil, he throws at us, and I would hit the head of that blow-up, and it would bounce down, bounce back, bounce down, bounce back, because I was trying to illustrate that's the devil's strategy. That's how the devil tries to destroy us and bring us down, by constantly throwing wrong thoughts at our head. Those are called fiery darts. So the strategies are wrong thoughts and wrong feelings, and that's how he attacks us. For we're not wrestling with flesh and blood. In other words, it's not against other people, but against powers, against spirits of the world, rulers of darkness, and spiritual wickedness in heavenly places, supernatural. There are four levels here, four levels. Notice that the devil's kingdom is highly organized, and each of those demons, fallen angels, have an assignment, okay? Therefore, put on God's complete armor that you might be able to what? Resist. That's where I got the title for the series, Resist and Stand Against Your Ground on the Evil Day. So how do you resist the devil? When he throws at us wrong thoughts and wrong feelings, we rise up, and like Pastor Kim said, we resist it, we take authority over it, we cast it down in the name of Jesus. We're not going to receive it, we're not going to tolerate it, we're not going to entertain it, we're not going to meditate on it, we're not going to speak it out. No, what are we going to do? Resist. What is that? Stand against, withstand, you know, stand your ground. Don't give the devil any ground. And having done all the crisis demands, stand firmly in your place. Number two, we have to be aware of what to resist and what to receive. Wrong thoughts or right thoughts. And we said in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3, last Wednesday night, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. It's not a natural fight we're in. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. What's a stronghold? It's anything strong that has a hold of you. A stronghold is anything strong that has a hold of you. Now, a side note, every Thursday night we have what we call small groups, Celebrate Recovery, and it's to help people with strongholds. It's to help people that a habit, a hurt, has got a hold of them. It's become a stronghold, and it is maneuvering, dictating, directing, having power over their life. It's contrary to God's will for their life. All of us deal with that. A stronghold starts with a thought. A stronghold starts with a thought. It's a thought. It becomes an imagination. You begin to imagine, meditate on that wrong thought. Eventually, it becomes a stronghold. And a stronghold is anything strong has a hold of you. Cast down those imaginations, take your authority, resist them, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Bring into captivity every thought. So notice a stronghold starts with a thought, moves to an imagination, and becomes a stronghold. It starts with a thought. So you and I are to guard our mind. What does that mean? We're to be selective. We're to be picky. We're not to let every thought land in our mind and stay there. We're not to give rental space to the devil in our head. We're not to give the devil any room in our head. And the knowledge of God here is the Bible, the Word of God. So any thought that doesn't agree with God's Word for me, I am to resist it, because that's spiritual warfare, and that's how the devil attacks us and defeats us, is through wrong thoughts and wrong feelings. So we were looking at this last Wednesday night. Number three, resist daily those thoughts and feelings. This is spiritual warfare. James 4, verse 7, so be subject to God, surrender to God. Now, this is huge, because if I'm not under authority, then I can't walk in authority. In other words, if I haven't submitted under the lordship of God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit, if I'm not submitting, if I'm not humbling, if I'm not saying, God, not my will, but your will, if I'm not saying, God, help me speak words that line up with your will and your word, if I'm not under authority, I can't walk in authority. I don't get it, Pastor. Well, that means if I'm a carnal Christian, that means if I'm doing things I shouldn't be doing and then try to use my authority, it won't work. That means, you know, if I'm not living a life of integrity. Now, I'm not talking about perfection, because I got a long way to go, and I'm sure you do too. But we're talking about honesty and integrity before God. So when I'm under authority, then I can walk in authority. All right? So he said, be subject to God. Then you're positioned to resist the devil. Stand firm against him, and he will flee from you. So we're to resist him. We're to take our God-given authority. Ephesians 4:27. Leave no room or foothold for the devil. Give no opportunity to him. Oh my goodness, give no opportunity. How do I give him opportunity? Through rebellion? How do I give him opportunity? The Bible says through lying. Yeah, right there in Ephesians, if you read the scriptures before this scripture in the context, it talks about don't let the sun go down on your anger. Did you know that when I'm angry and I stay angry, I give an opportunity for the devil to invade in my life? I give him a foothold. Lying, lack of integrity, anger, bitterness, resentment, all these things are listed in that same chapter. It's in context that it opens the door, gossiping. It opens the door, strife. It opens the door for the devil to come in and begin to wreck my life. So we're to examine our life daily, aren't we? Yeah. So leave no such room or foothold for the devil. Give no opportunity to him. 1 Peter 5, 9, whom resist steadfast in the faith. Now catch this. Spiritual warfare is resisting the devil. Spiritual warfare is not something spooky or weird. The good fight of faith is resistance and persistence. The good fight of faith, when somebody says, man, I'm fighting the good fight of faith, what are they saying? They got a sword, they got a 357, they got a Glock. What are they saying? I'm fighting the good fight of faith. To fight the good fight of faith, it means you're resisting and you're persisting. You're resisting the devil, those wrong thoughts and wrong feelings, and you're persisting until you get your breakthrough and manifestation. So it says, resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren. We're all going through the same thing in COVID. We're all going through the same stuff. But the God of all grace, now I love that, the God of all grace. What that simply means is there are different kinds of grace. But the God of all grace, in the Greek New Testament, it says all kinds of grace. I love that. All kinds of grace. I don't get it, Pastor. That means there's a grace for every battle you're in. There's a grace for every fight you're in. There's a power, there's an anointing for the attack you are in. But the God of all kinds of grace has called us into eternal glory by Christ Jesus. And after you've suffered a while, notice it's only for a while, it's not forever. After you suffer for a while, make you perfect, establish you, strengthen you, and settle you. Amen, amen. I just want to stop and say thank you for our host, our line. And again, if you need prayer, you can call. We have a 24-hour prayer line. If you want to know more resources, more modules, more training, more equipping, if you want to know more, have more, we're ready for more, right? You can go to our website and we'll give you the information. Don't forget that the first Wednesday night in November, that we're going to open up and be live here on that Wednesday night. Now, I get it that some of you say, Pastor, I can't come. Well, what's cool is that you can do the replay anytime, and you can go to really Wednesday night church anytime. But I know there are some people that can and want to, just like me, get back into some old habits that bring stability and be here in the flesh, in person. We get it, but it's so cool. We can do both, in the flesh or replay. We're here to serve you and assist you and equip you through COVID. So withstand, number four, withstand him with your words. How do I resist the devil? With words. Withstand the devil. Remember, resist, it means to stand against, to withstand. And so how do I resist the devil? With my words. Withstand him with words. And this is Matthew chapter 4, and this is Jesus. And he's our role model, and he's in spiritual warfare, and what did he do? So whatever he did when he was in battle, it's whatever you and I need to do tonight or whenever you're watching this in the battle you're in. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. So the devil is tempting him. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And when the tempter, that's the devil, came to him and he said, he's wanting Jesus to begin to question who he is and question his relationship with God. He said, if you be the Son of God, then command these stones to be made bread. But he answered and he said, and here's the phrase I want you to get. How did Jesus win spiritual warfare? With his words. It is written. Can you say that with me? It is written. Host, can you say it with me? It is written. Jesus answered and said, it is written. What was he doing? Quoting scripture from the Old Testament. So what should you and I do to resist the devil? We resist him with our words. We withstand him with our words. So he answered and said, it is written. And he's quoting a verse from the Old Testament. So what should you and I do when the devil comes with wrong thoughts and feelings? We should say, it is written, and we should know some scriptures, right? So we're going to move right on up in verse 6. And he said to him a second time, if you be the Son of God, cast yourself down, for it is written. Now notice, it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in thy hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time you dash your foot against a stone. But Jesus said to him, it is written again. Notice, what is Jesus doing? He's winning the war with words. Jesus said to him, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God. Then the devil tries again. Man, that devil's a persistent cuss, isn't he? And he goes on and says, fall down and worship me. And Jesus said, get thee hence. Sometimes we just got to tell the devil, shut up. Take your thoughts and your feelings and get out of here in Jesus' name. Sometimes we just need to do that, right? Then Jesus said to him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written. What is he doing? Winning the war with words. What is he doing? He is winning the battle. He's withstanding, not with a Glock, not with a shotgun, not with, you know, anything natural. He's winning the war with words. He is saying it is written. So when the devil comes to you and says, you know, you're never going to be able to pay those bills, you need to say, devil, it is written, but my God will supply all my need according to his riches and glory through Christ. You are quoting Philippians 4:19. It is written. Then the devil leaves him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Fight, this is 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 12, fight the good fight of faith. Well, what is the good fight of faith? It's resisting the devil. The good fight of faith is every day of our life. He comes with thoughts and feelings, and you and I have to rise up, and we have to say, it is written, quote scripture, tell him to get out of here. In Jesus' name, withstand him, stand against him, and resist him. That's the good fight of faith. Lay hold of eternal life, whereunto thou art also called. Look at this now. How do you fight the good fight of faith? You profess a good profession. Now, profession there means confession. And that means what we're saying, our confession. So, same verse. How do we fight the good fight of faith? With a good confession. We fight the good fight of faith with a good confession. So, on point number four, we see then, we withstand him with words. We resist him by quoting scripture. Number five, as Josh comes out, we silence the devil's lies with praise. Ooh, I like this. We silence the devil's lies with praise. I love this verse, Psalm 8, verse 2. We silence the devil's lies, his thoughts, his moods, with praise. Look at this, the Passion Translation. Shazam, Gomer Pyle. I love this. You will build a stronghold by the songs of babies. You have built a stronghold by the song of babies. Strength rises up with the chorus of singing children. This kind of praise, whoa, this kind of praise has power to shut Satan's mouth. I love that. This kind of praise releases power to shut Satan's mouth. Childlike worship will silence, that's where I get that point, will silence the madness of those who oppose you. Look at that. There's praise that will silence the lies. And he comes to us every day lying to us. It'll never happen. It'll never change. It'll never come through. All the lies of the devil. What should we do? Withstand, stand against, and we should resist them. How can I do it, Pastor? Well, number five, our fifth point, you can do it through a life of praise. And you don't have to have a perfect voice to praise God. We can praise God. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. The Bible says, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, his name shall be praised. The psalmist said, seven times a day, it's a lifestyle, I'm going to stop and give praise unto God. All throughout the day, when the enemy comes against you and your family, you can silence his lies through praise. The Passion Translation says, you can shut Satan's mouth. How cool is that? You can shut his mouth. So that's what we've been talking about last Wednesday night, this Wednesday night. I hope I've helped you with these five points. What's so cool is you can watch it again, take notes, and revelation will build revelation. You know, as we conclude the service right now, I just want to let you know God loves you. God loves you so much. He loves you so much, he gave you the good news tonight, the good news. If you're watching right now and you don't know God, you don't have a relationship with God, you don't have a personal fellowship, a personal relationship, a meaningful intimacy with God, and you say, I want that, Pastor. I want to lead you in a prayer. Or you say, Pastor, I'm born again, but boy, through COVID, I've realized I've let the most important things slip. My priorities have shifted, and I realize right now I need to get back in the Word, back in church, back in a small group. I need to get back in my daily devotional. I need to get back where I belong. Yeah, I need those habits of a successful Christian. And by the way, we can share those with you in our Growth Track classes. We'll help you with those. So let me pray with you right now. You say, Pastor, that's me. Let us know online. There's a place you can punch a button right there. Everyone say it with me. Heavenly Father, I repent. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he died for me, and he rose again. Jesus, come into my life. Come into my heart. I receive you now as my Lord and my Savior. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Take my life and make a difference. In Jesus' name, amen. That's the most important prayer you could ever pray.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.